This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, man. So, just did a podcast episode because I just wanted to talk on my own. Just got some stuff off my chest. Usually, I don't do podcasts like that, like off the cuff, without at least writing down a bunch of bullet points. It's almost like an artist, man, like writing your lyrics down and understanding the direction you want to go in. So, it was more so like rambling in a sense, but it was just me getting stuff off my chest. And then showing how much I appreciated Bronco as a man. Forget the coaching piece. Like, off the field stuff. You feel me? Because if you ever played a sport, you know you spend more time with your coach off the field than on the field. And it's that genuine friendship, that genuine brotherhood, that when people try to attack me and say, like, I'm an apologist for a coach. Like, they got no understanding. They really don't. Like, it's a disconnect there. And I've had to learn to, like, kind of, like, take a step back. Because, excuse my language, man, this shit deeper than football. It's deeper than football. It's about grooming young men and how you guys always brag about how former players are such great ambassadors of this university and how guys don't get in trouble and they're successful in this. It's because of the men that shape us, like a Bronco Mendenhall, like a George Wells, like, you know, Mike London and the Al Groves. But I know we get caught up in wins and losses. And as we get caught up in wins and losses, a lot of y'all start lying to yourself. A lot of y'all start realizing our program ain't these other programs that you think that we are. We not. And ain't nobody selling for being mediocre. I'm just selling for what it is. I lived through it. I played in here 4 years. I had the highs of winning 9 games and the lows of being 500. And you ask any player, it's a couple players that played on more than one, you know, 8 or 9 win team, but it was a mediocre season or two lumped in there. That's the history of UVA football. And I try to tell folks that. And look, sometimes you got to be real with yourself, bro. You can keep wishing on a star. You can keep wanting to aspire. Huh? Y'all remember the rap song of mine? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. That's how a lot of y'all sound to me. You ain't going to get taller. You damn sure ain't a baller. Accept what you are until that ceiling is consistently busted down like the basketball program. Once they consistently bust that ceiling down and rebuild a new house, okay, now you a part. Now you like the Blue Bloods. Now you can legitimately say, "Yo, hey, nah, man, this is what we are." Baseball won a national championship. Get back to old, like the Omaha. Like, they busted the ceiling down. Yeah, we all want our program to bust the ceiling down, but you gotta have some consistency, bro. We can't keep doing this. And I kept telling folks, yo, man, easy screaming for somebody to lead because you don't pay attention to who our head coach is and what he says about his staff. Yo ass don't pay attention. While you screaming, you should be listening. God gave you one mouth and two ears for a reason. Stop talking so much. Listen. Family, first, last, everything. Family. Everything's family here, right? Family. Somebody tell you, if somebody's screaming about your family, you're going to defend your family. So that's why when people call me apologist, it's my family. What you want me to do? Oh, you want me to smile in their face all the time and want to take their place? Backstab. No, that ain't me. Just like for you, somebody talking something about you and you my guy, I'm going to go to bat for you. It's called loyalty. But I always tell folks, ain't no loyalty in sports. People don't care about loyalty. It's entertainment. I'm telling you the God's honest truth, bro. We are entertainment. Young athletes, you are an entertainer. They love you for the entertainment. Straight like that. They purchase a ticket. They purchase merch. You entertainment. Coaches, they love you for your entertainment. Because as soon as you don't entertain them and they can't brag as much as they want to, that love is gone. And it's not a shot at y'all. It's just the truth. It's just the truth. I'm telling you. So this man stepped down because he stood on his morals. Salute to him. This is what he's about. That's why I told y'all to run through the wall for him. Because he's about morals, bro. And look, in this business, there's so many me guys. He was a we guy. And you respect it. I respect the administration. We don't know what goes. I'm just speculating right now. So anybody that come on here, I'm just speculating. I don't know what went down. I won't dare. Trust me. I was not in the meeting. I was running 5 miles. When I got done with my miles, my phone was going crazy when I stepped in the house because I just had my watch. And I don't got the red ring around my Apple Watch. I got the regular one. I just got it for running. I don't got it to talk. I don't want no distractions. Had my Pusha T in my ear for 5 miles. So you know I had Pusha T going. I was ready. Let these hands fly. That's why I healed on the heels. Got home. All these text messages. I'm like, damn. What happened? I think I know what happened. I'll get y'all requests in soon. I think I know what happened. I got an idea. But before I hit the face ID on my phone, I said, I never thought about the other action that could take place. Let me stop being so naive and stop thinking with my heart and think about all the years I've talked and listened to this man and how much he loves his staff and his players. And he go to bat for them. Even when a player wants to transfer, he's going to try to make sure they're in the best situation. And I was like, nah, coach, nah, that ain't going to happen. And boom, what I thought happened. Bronco stepped down. God damn. That's exactly what I said. God damn. Hold on, man. Hopefully y'all can hear me, right? Yeah, y'all can hear me. I want to make sure my Bluetooth is going through my Rodemaster, though. So I'll just record this like this. Hold on, man. I'm not looking at it. Yeah, it's connected. Never mind. It's connected. So we good. We good. Hey, man. I just ask everybody to be respectfully speak at one time, man. I know everybody got strong feelings about what went down. There's no right or wrong answer. Don't blame nobody. It is what it is. In this world, we can't control everything. We feel like we got control of everything. We ain't got control of nothing because everything was written. Whether you believe, you don't believe, everything was written. You don't control nothing. Only thing you control is in your house and your finances, even though somebody might, I'm getting too biblical. But, yeah, man. Anybody, if they want to unmute themselves and talk, I talked enough, man. I dropped the podcast. Check the podcast out. Salute the Bronco, man. Love you, dog. You was my guy. Enjoying doing the coach's corner with you. Just the nature of the beast. Just the part of the business I hate.
Tell you, Ahmad, after the space that we had yesterday, this is not what I was expecting to be doing tonight.
That's real, bro.
Like this has come to an utter shock. I mean, you know, when I started hearing the rumors this afternoon about the about coaching changes and whatnot, you know, I kind of had a feeling that maybe it was on the defensive side of the ball, special teams side of the ball, and you know we would have, you know, discussions about that, but now it's just like, you know, I'm trying to honestly find the words about, you know, how to feel about this right now. You know what Bronco, I think, means to this program, and, you know, I hate seeing people, you know, that were saying, you know, fire Bronco and whatnot after the Virginia Tech game. I just thought that was, you know, ridiculous. But, you know, it was, I think what he did for this program, it's really hard to put into words. I mean, we were in a bad place after London, a very bad place. And, you know, to go from 2-10 to going to a bowl game the following year, to winning the Coastal, to ending the streak against Tech, you know, the mark that he left here, you know, is something that I think will truly never be forgotten. And I think now, you know, moving forward, this is a big, big, big hire for Carla. You know, I think she has a real opportunity here to, I think, continue the progress that Bronco made. And, you know, I think that I really don't think that we, I think that
we have the potential to not take any steps back from this. I think if they get the hire, if she gets the hire right, which I fully believe that she will, I think that we can continue the progress that's been made within the program. And, you know, hopefully, you know, what Bronco said, you know, with the facilities and more funding towards the program, I hope that's a, you know, a cry out to the donors and, you know, saying how important that is. And I hope that they'll listen and understand that this football team needs this. And, you know, I think the bringing the right coach in is going to be extremely important. And, you know, I can only hope that a majority of the players will stick around to see what that ends up being.
Yeah. Nah, that's great insight, man. I appreciate that feedback. And yeah, man.
Hey, Bronco was loyal to a fault. I mean, and that is something that's admirable, no doubt. Absolutely admirable. Loyal to a fault. And he believed in his way, in his process, in his staff. And you got to – he wanted to die on that hill, and I don't blame him. But we've got to move forward, and we got to find the right person to take us to keep moving, marching this thing forward.
Okay.
Nah, man. What's up, y'all?
What up, O?
Good Lord. We ain't think this is going to be the space tonight.
Yeah, yo, shut up, man.
Quickly. Good Lord. I'm stunned. I'm shocked. You know what I'm saying? Bronco Mendenhall, I respected Bronco all the way back to BYU. I respected Bronco at BYU because, you know, I watch college football. I pay attention to the recruits, all of these teams getting. And my man was getting some dogs out there in a place where he shouldn't have been getting some dogs. Let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? That's a different land over there. You know what I'm saying? And then for him to change 3-4 time zones, come over here, and what he had was rubble. You know what I'm saying? He had a bunch of shrubs, and this man grew Japanese blossoms. I respect the hell out of him. And what I won't do and what I won't tolerate is anybody trying to slander him. Yeah, he was loyal to a fault. Who ain't? Just like Hawk said, I'm 35. If I go to the club with my homeboy and somebody say something crazy to him, guess what? We know what time it is.
Facts.
I'm loyal like that. That's just how it is. And I respect him for that 100%. What he did for this program, you can honestly consider it like a catapult, dog. We was nowhere. We was in the rubble. Nobody respected us. And look where we done been in such a short time when he came here and he had to play musical chairs, moving people around rooms, moving quarterbacks to wide receivers, the DBs, old linemen, the tight ends. The boy played chess, and he played it to win, and I respect him for that. This is a hard place. This is a different place to win at. This ain't like, just like we talked about last night. He was like, you know, people comparing it to them other big schools. This ain't Florida State. This ain't Miami. This ain't none of that.
Yo, who is that?
Man, mute him.
Man, bro, mute him. I tried to be respectful, man. Come on, bro. Sometimes, man, you gotta just be mature. Great day.
They be, man, hey, look, some of them be trying so hard to be so whack. I be trying to tell them, get your funny off. It be funny when it's funny. When you try too much, that shit is whack. Just chill. Just chill, bro. You got a new coach, and you're going to be feeling real stupid when I hop in your space in a little bit and slam y'all. And your boy Brent Pryor average. So just go ahead and have a cool out. Accept your fate and go ahead and roll on. You feel me?
Yeah, we're going to keep the focus on Bronco, man.
Like I was saying, the fact that, you know, we all know where our love lies and who it lies for. And this is, it's different here. You know what I'm saying? So for him to do what he did in such a short time, to get better every single year. Y'all heard Micah last night, and it's all in the facts. 2-10.
I got you. I got you. He gone.
Bro's to a corner.
He gone.
Bro's to a corner.
I try to be respectful, man. That's my fault. Go ahead.
And we saw what he did every single year, you know what I'm saying? 2-10, got better. You know what I'm saying? That was a bad year. Everybody was like, all right, well, that's what we expect. Then look what happened the next year. Went to the military. Look what happened the year after that. You know what I'm saying? The year after that. The year after that. Yeah, I've been banging on him. But like I said, that's because I had expectations. But damn, this wasn't it. This was not the plan. I'm going to tell you, I'm stunned. This was not part of the plan. I did not get this in the blueprint when I got the email.
Definitely not.
I did not. This wasn't it. I can tell you that. Because like you said, family, love, that's what it is out here. That's what makes
it. That dude didn't believe in lip service, man. He's not a used car salesman. So when he said things, I used to tell folks, pay attention to what he say. And look, pay attention to this. And I said this in my podcast episode I just dropped. If a man say, yo, they wanted me to stay, but I decided to step down, that let you know he a real genuine dude, and he kept everything in-house.
Absolutely.
He kept everything in-house. He went out here pointing the finger at nobody because he understands it's the nature of the beast.
Yep, and that keep us clean right now.
Yeah.
That trajectory is still there. We still look beautiful. This ain't down. The ship ain't sinking.
No, hell no.
My man brought it to harbor. Redone the whole plank.
But we gotta be honest. Gotta be honest. As a player right now, and we got a couple of players that's currently on the team in here, it's tough on them, bro. It's tough on them.
Man.
Like you in limbo right now. Yeah, you're getting ready for your bowl and you want to play it through, you're gonna take advantage of the time that you got with your coaches and your teammates, because you don't know who gonna dip, because we don't know. Like, if I'm on offense and I'm a receiver, we knew the air raid put receivers in position to be successful. What's the next offensive coordinator going to look like?
Yep. You want to come in pro style? You want to run under center? What we doing?
Yeah. What does this do? Like, what does this do for guys who was teetering to get their draft grade to see what's going to happen?
Do y'all think it's a foregone conclusion that every other, like, all the Broncos guys are gone too? I mean,
you mean coaching staff?
I don't think so. I don't know. It depends on who they bring in.
Hey, let me tell you something. Let me ask y'all this. Because this is an answer your question. Oh, you mean the guys that's getting recruited?
No, I'm saying like the guys that Bronco brought here. So like Hagan.
You mean like the coaching staff? Right? All right. So let me answer that for you. If you get hired to be Virginia's head coach, Do you want to bring your own, or do you want somebody to tell you who already here and they got to stay there?
Well, if I'm someone like Anthony Poindexter, I want a little bit of both.
So your first head coaching job, you don't want to bring in your own people. Respectfully, because my heart would say what you're saying. I want to keep 2J. I want to keep Beck. I want to keep Biscuit, of course. I want to keep, like, my heart will agree with you. But me, that's, if I'm in a position of the helm, if I'm a fail, I want to fail with the people that I want.
Yeah.
Because we saw what happened to Mike when he didn't get to choose who he wanted.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think,
but I'm with you. I want Beck to stay. I want the guys that... that everybody deemed was successful to stay. I want a Chip West to come back, though.
Ahmad, I'm curious as to kind of what your thoughts are about, like, you know, I guess hiring someone like Beck or Hagans.
I can't even talk about we hiring.
I don't know who, it's tough, man. Like, we don't know. So here's the deal. It's tough to go from a position coach to a head coach.
So
Dex is in the same boat as, is it Pry or Pry? The coach for Tech was a co-defensive coordinator with Dex at Penn State. So it's just one of the things is where, and that's why I agree with Elliot. I agree with Elliot in this standpoint. This is where he has a great point. If he just comes and be the head coach and everybody and their mama know goodness well the one coach they don't want nobody to keep. But if they just say, hey, you go be the safeties coach, and I get another defensive coordinator. But if you just say, hey, I'm going to be the head coach and I keep the staff because I like what y'all was doing here, then you pretty much, you know, just build upon what you had with a different philosophy. And now the donors seeing a familiar face that's enshrined, and it look a little different when it comes to them checks.
I mean, is there a better response to Tex Hire than Dex? I mean, think about it, right? I mean, you got.
I can answer that.
I'm just saying, like, from a recruiting standpoint, from a tactical standpoint, from a strategic standpoint.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart. Definitely smart.
You mean like, is it something that somebody ask that one more time? Say that one more time.
Basically,
meaning like strategically, if you're going up against what Tech's done with the hires and both want to make more aggressive inroads with the 10-year recruiting, you bring in the same co-defensive court, meaning they know each other's styles, but Dex, you know, it's kind of like a heads up, one mano a mano, but then. I don't know. I just think, basically, what he's saying for the fan base splash,
definitely. Yeah. It one ups them. It one ups them. I mean, that's just the truth. Like, Dex is a College Football Hall of Fame. He's enshrined here. It's a different type of love and admiration. So if you're competing against them, it makes a splash. Even if you're not competing against them, hiring Anthony Poindexter as anything on his staff is a splash. But if you make him your head coach, good God. Yeah, it's a great storyline. You know what I'm saying? So it is. It's just one of the things that me being, like I told y'all last night, me being a good friend of his, I'm very protective. So I want him to succeed because I'm going to have to start blacking eyes if he fail and y'all start coming at them. Like, y'all have to see me. Each one of y'all, you got to see me, bro. We're going to put on gloves because we're going to make sure ain't no charges could be filed. We're going to get in that ring with some headgear, and you got to see me then. All body shots like Rocky Balboa.
Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand how many messages I get from him on that, too. Oh, hey, man, I'm about to black your eyes.
That is my favorite thing.
I don't think we have the time to do a traditional coach search. I think it's got to be something like that storyline, though, with someone like Dex, because we don't have to, I mean, Shining Day, we got bowl games, we got transfer portal.
Yeah,
you've got, you know, we got to do something both correct, and I absolutely do have faith in Clark Williams to do that, but we also got to do something quick.
Yeah, so let me if you already spoke, I'm gonna shuffle. I'm gonna try to get more speakers in here so everybody get an opportunity. It's not me being disrespectful. I'm just shuffling people back and forth, but keep requesting and I'll keep, you know, people coming back and forth. But yeah, if Caleb, you been up here, man, you want to say anything?
Nah, I'm good, man. Just a lifelong fan, you know. It kind of sucks what happened, dude. But, you know, I think, like y'all been saying, we just need a quick, good hire to, you know, counter what Tech kind of has done lately. And, you know, I just hope we keep it going. Go Hoos.
My man. So, so before I do this, I'm going to ask this speaker just to speak, just to say hello. I ain't going to try to put him on the spot like that because this is my guy. So if y'all don't know.
Dope.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he could talk. But Gucci Man, can you just say what's up?
Dope.
Yo, good.
There you go. So everybody, Gucci Man in the building. Didn't want to put him on the spot, man, because he's connected. And I'm going to protect him. But I just wanted him to say what's up to y'all. But he is listening in.
Yeah, man.
I see Big Glaze.
Fan base, man. You know, love his fan base, all the support, man. Just a quick, I love Coach Mendenhall, his philosophy and everything he's done for this program and his staff members, man.
There you go.
Pinkies up, right?
Huh?
Yes, sir. Pinkies up always.
Big back. Big back. Let's go.
All right. So who has it? Tremaine, your country twang self. What you got? Oh, Ike, did you talk yet, bro? My bad.
No, I was just real listening to y'all, bro. It sucks. It really does. Cause I like Bronco, man. I really did. But,
oh, Brad, you know, in here
it's
too.
It's a business, man. It's a business.
Hey, Brad, what's good, baby?
No, Nordhawk. How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. Good to see you, man. What's your thoughts, man? Was you on the Zoom call? I was.
Big T.
Yeah.
I was in my feelings.
I love what y'all were just talking about a minute ago with Dex and the idea of, you know, coaches and bringing you on your own staff and stuff. I think one thing that we shouldn't get. Like, we shouldn't get twisted in all this is, you know, if you're coach and you want to be a head coach, you want every opportunity that you can find, and you want every advantage that you can get when you have that opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it from the standpoint, if I'm somebody like Poindexter, who, are you ever going to find a job, regardless of how long you've been in a coach? Let's say you've been a defensive coordinator for a long time. Let's say you even go down, you get another head coaching job, you get yourself straight. You get a lot of experience under your belt. You're finally going to get a shot at a Power Five, BCS level, job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ever going to have the advantages going into that job, even if you can hire all of these dudes you know very well, as many advantages as Dex would have in this job? And is there ever a better time than right now, even if he doesn't get to pick every single coach and such and such and such? My point being that there isn't a coach, I think, out there who makes as much sense just from a, in terms of, I don't want to juxtapose it with Virginia Tech, because I don't think you should be able to never
with you
hire
on that.
A coach
I'm with
based
you.
On what somebody else did. But
absolutely,
I think it's telling, though, that one of the reasons that that people are looking to Dex is there's a connection to the program and there's a connection to the state. Now, I own a recruiting website. I've done it for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that recruiting is as different today as it was a year ago.
Yeah.
And it was as different a year ago as it was 2 years ago. But people know who Anthony Poindexter is.
Facts.
Unless you're going to bring in a coach who has won just a significant number of games, and not to be too pointed here, but they did that once. His name was Bronco Mendenhall, and it took a long time for recruiting to react, right? Realistically, is there another name out there who's going to move the recruiting needle, is going to move the relationship needle, and is going to move the donating needle?
That's what I was saying.
Yep, there's one name.
Who?
Charles Huff.
Who?
Charles Huff at Marshall.
What is he? Baited. Is he from here?
Yeah, he's from around here. He from around here. He got big time.
No, is he a UVA guy?
Yeah, Huff from around here. I think he coached at Alabama, too. I think he coached at Bama for a little
bit. Well, all right. Well, no disrespect to Charles Huff. But
yeah,
neither Hawk nor I know who he is. That's probably not a very good sign. But my point here is that I'm not saying that Dex makes the most sense on every level, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You would want to have a guy who has had some head coaching experience, ideally. You would want a guy who has, been a coordinator on his own for a significant amount of time. Now, Dex has been around multiple, BCS level programs. He certainly is a guy, I think, that makes a lot of sense for UVA specifically. I think from the other side of the coin, just, looking at it from the standpoint of building your staff.
Yeah.
Right, let's say in this hypothetical, right? You've got Anthony Poindexter as your head coach. Well, you probably want to bring in a seasoned associate head coach to sort of help him kind of get the thing off the ground. Now, we don't know if Bronco wants to be involved in that or whatever. Let's just take him completely off the table.
Yeah.
Last I checked, Danny Rocco is available.
Yep, he is.
Now, I'm not saying that that's a thing that makes a whole lot of sense. There's a lot of coaches you want to probably bring in.
Go get Chip West.
I want to keep Marcus Hagans. I probably want to bring Chip West back. Now you've got three dynamite recruiters in the Commonwealth of Virginia on the ground day one, right? Jason Beck has proven that he can develop a
quarterback. Keep Jason,
right?
Bro. Gotta now, keep Jason.
One of the things that we got to be mindful of. We talk about, these assistant coaches who came across the country. Dude, right now, I can't imagine what they're feeling, which is they uprooted their whole lives, moved across the country, they set down roots, and here they are, and now everything has changed. And what are the opportunities out there for them? Maybe some of them get looked, maybe some of them are looking to try to move and such. I really feel for them and their families because, they took a heck of a leap of faith, and yeah, it's been 6 years.
Yeah, they got 6 years out of it.
Any of them. They weren't expecting it, a week ago that this was a thing.
Oh, no. Nah.
So nah. I'll leave you all on this. I just feel like as this thing unfolds, the pressure on Carla, you can't understand.
Absolutely.
It's absurd how much pressure is on this hire. And in a way, Bronco did her a favor by making the decision quick.
Yep.
When he knew, he didn't go, 2 months from now, 3 months from now. This is, even if there is a crazy carousel turning right now, this is the time to hire and find coaches. I feel like if it is Dex and that's the way, the thing ends up going, there's a lot of positives and certainly the fan base will respond to it. But the question is, how will he be set up for success? Y'all's points about the staff are well taken. I just thought on the other side of that fence, play devil's advocate. When you think about opportunities, you think about advantages. The advantages that Anthony Poindexter would have coming to this school at this time, you're probably not ever going to have as many advantages as he would have. And the flood of fans who would be really excited to have that specific person in that specific role at this specific moment.
Oh, yeah. It times up right.
Fans were checking out. I mean, I own a message board, man. Yeah. Like, fans were checking out, and folks were concerned, right? Mm-hmm. Now you have an opportunity real quickly to get a whole lot of those eyeballs back, to get a lot of those dollars back to the program. And frankly, I think, you know, when you look at the kids, I wouldn't be surprised if some of them decided to stick it out, especially if you're able to keep some of these coaches around. So I'll hang up and let you guys talk about it. Appreciate you letting me have a few
minutes. I appreciate you, bro. Definitely dope appreciate insight. That. Dope That's insight. Dope. Shout out to Brad Franklin, man, Cavs Corner. I think what he said about Dex, it is. It's like you got to strike while the iron's hot if you're him. And then the timing works for UVA a lot because you got to think, man, he's being honored in Vegas this month for the College Football Hall of Fame too. So it's a like from the – and this is – like I tell you, this is above my pay grades, but Petty Hawk want to play money, man. But when it comes to trying to – focus on the master plan, focus on fans and getting butts in the seats. If that man is running out as the head man, that first game, home game, sheesh, telling you. And then if BA come back and all the supposed players come back because it's somebody that's tied to the program like he is, or even if, like, he got to be here in some capacity. That's all I'm saying. And that's just my heart talking because I don't know all this hiring coach. I ain't no damn AD. I ain't callers. That's why she got the job and I'm behind the mic talking to y'all. I always make sure y'all know I couldn't do her job. And I want to put the disclaimer out because I'm going to let everybody else start talking because I haven't talked enough on my podcast I just released. I'm not mad at call at all. When you got things set in place and you need finances, big bank take little bank. And if a big bank talking to you, bro, that's what I learned playing professional sports. You can't get mad at the game. That's the game. So whoever want to speak next, I'm going to work on getting more speakers up here. You know, it's limited, only 10 total. So
I didn't know strategic. That last night.
Yeah, it's 10, only 10 at once.
Muting everybody on accident.
He's shutting everybody up. Shut the hell up, Juice, for you. Shut the hell up, Juice, for you. Shut the hell up, Juice, for you.
Everybody was trying to talk. I kept muting everybody last night on accident.
All right, let me see.
Hey, I'm going to say this.
I'm going to say this, too.
That's how he be on Pack at Durham.
Keep on.
Riding at 7:30 in the morning.
I'm going to call in. Hey, this is Tremaine again. Hey, fellas, this is Tremaine again. Packham and Durham. I know I muted my camera today, but I got something to say today. Because I'll mess with you. My bad, Tremaine.
When I put two and two together, I was dying laughing.
Tremaine, yo, that's my guy. We've been rocking for a couple years. Go ahead, my bad, dog. Yeah.
Big time actor.
When O sent me that text and let me know today, I thought he was joking, and there's an irony that we're encouraging, you know, the Big Ten, ACC, and Pac-12 encouraging mental health awareness. Because when you sent that text, I booked an appointment. And you damn sure believe I'm going to make a video. Don't worry. But I agree 100% with what Brad said. Like, if ever there's a moment that we can bring a coaching staff on that literally can retake the Commonwealth as far as recruiting, can reinvigorate our fan base.
That's a nice word.
And then even incorporating some of the amazing ideas that were brought to the table last night in our discussion, absolutely 100% what everyone said about, you know, what Bronco has done for this program. If you're not grateful, you need to go have a heart check and a mind check, because this man has done phenomenal things for the UVA program. But what an opportunity we have to bring on the right people to take over the Commonwealth. It might be slightly petty, but one of my first thoughts was, and I posted it on
telling Twitter was, does this mean we can get new uniforms now and our Sabres on both sides?
Oh, shucks. Here he go. Hey, so I pulled up, not to cut you off, I pulled up an article because you probably could discuss this too with everybody. So it's an article up right now that said five head coach candidates to replace Bronco Mendenhall at number five on this site. They got Robert and I. Number four, they got Charles.
Oh,
what? I'm the messenger. They got Charles Huff, like it was discussed. Then you got Jamie Chadwell from Coastal Carolina. They got Will Healy from Charlotte. And number one, Dan Mullen from Florida. I knew his name was going to come up, but that's on the site.
Hey, I'm lying.
If there's one thing I trust, it's a Dan Mullen quarterback. We have one in Keaton.
Yeah.
And Dak Prescott's in the league doing his thing. So, like, it's proven. So, like, it's not a bad name.
Dan Mullen is probably one of the best offensive minds in all of college football.
But do we got enough to bring him here, though?
Yeah, probably.
That's a question.
Well, we got like $4 million. Because how does the buyout work? Is Bronco entitled to the 13?
If it's Anthony Poindexter, we need a blank check. He writes the price. Like that's what getting him here means, like, to the program.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the record, I haven't talked to my brother. I'm trying to give him his space right now. Like, so I haven't talked to him yet. We usually talk.
Damn it,
weekly.
I'll call him. Don't worry. Send him that gift. Send him the "Hey, big head" gift. Be like, "Hey, big head." That's all you need to say. Right there. Be like, "Hey, big head."
He talking about, "I'll call him. I'm going to call him right now. I'm going to call him tonight. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do a video of me calling him. Like, hey, Anthony, come on down here, man. We got them, get them Sabres on the shoulder pads and all that stuff.
I'm going to get you. Don't worry.
Hey, yo. Don't make me go ahead and bring my Petty Hawk voice out the vault. I got to, you
man,
know.
Man, I don't need. Hey, Dan couldn't deal with the stipulations. I don't think that come with UVA, man.
Oh, my bad. Eric, man, he requested. Let me get Eric up in here.
I don't know. That's tough right there.
Let me
That's a pipe dream.
Caleb it out for Shayla.
A special person to win at UVA. And Bronco is one of those types of people that fits that mold of winning at UVA. Because he does it loyally, and he does it in an honorable way, and in a classy way. Like, those are, what qualifies you to be a successful coach at UVA. Look at Tony. Look at Debbie Ryan when Debbie Ryan was here doing women's basketball. It's a formulaic approach, and not just anybody can coach at the University of Virginia.
Talk that talk. All right, who was? Hey, E, what's up, Eric or?
What's up, E?
Hey, it's Egg.
What's up, E?
What's your thoughts, brother?
Nothing. You know, not really. Just thank you for having me. Did not think we were going to be reuniting again. You know, so soon.
I know.
Right. He said next Wednesday.
Yeah. I took a quick little dinner break over to the Hog Shack barbecue up here in Manassas, and so I wanted to hop in and caught up with y'all. And of course, I think the word that I've got the same sentiment, that I think it would be echoed by a lot of people is shock.
I'm gonna get Cub up in here too. My dog Cub here.
Run away.
The goat.
Hold on, I gotta. Hold on. I'm gonna get Cub. Whoever, you can unmute yourself if you haven't spoken yet. I'm gonna get T Cub in the building.
Hey, this is Sheila. Just have one quick question for people that know a lot more than I do, which I'm just a fan. I don't really know anything. What do you think the effect's going to be on the recruits that are planning to sign on the 15th? I'm really worried.
That's a great question.
I do support, you know, obviously, if we got Dex back, that would be good grief. That would be a dream come true. But I also would hate to see TJ leave. I just think he's built that O-line such a force. I'd hate to see him go, but I understand that's probably a pipe dream.
No, thanks. I'm with you.
What's up, Sheila? Hey, Sheila.
Yeah, that was a great question, up, Sheila. Girl? Yeah, that is dang, I muted Cub by accident.
My bad. Who's flatlining out here?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, it sounds like you're at the hospital.
Me?
Yeah, you good? Dope. Are you in the hospital? Yeah.
Nah, somebody that unmuted. Hold on.
My boy died on the phone.
Come
right
on,
now.
Son. Don't do me like that.
Man, we got to get
Cub. Oh, there. Oh, Cub up here already. My bad. I was looking for Cub, man. Cub up here already. There you go.
What's good? What's good?
What up,
man? We can't have you die. We got to get you up on that horse before a game.
Oh, what's hell no. Nah. I'm dead then. Cub, what's good,
man,
with
that
you?
That joke took off today, though, didn't it?
Yeah, man. Suckers, man. Y'all are too influential for me, man. Y'all be scaring me how powerful. Y'all don't realize how much power y'all got, man. I'm trying to tell you. You can speak it to existence, just not me riding a horse. And that might be Cub.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we good. Yeah, we got you.
Is there a
he just in the look? He on a golf course and stuff, man. He living a good life.
No, there you go.
What you got, man? What's your feedback, big bro?
Man, look. So at the end of the day, you know, it would be great to have Dex in the role. You know what I'm saying? To the listener that just called, that was just speaking about 2J, would love to him to lock that offensive down line down again because he's done a great job. Would love to have Beck elevated to OC. We keep the continuity with the offense. I just think we need some minor tweaks there. And then we already know what Dex would do with that defense, you know. So I think it's really about the staff that he puts around him. It would be great. I think if it were to happen, it would change the landscape of recruiting, no question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it's just I see nothing but positives.
That's what's up, man. My man T. Cove in the building. Oh, you ain't saying nothing about Chip West, Cove.
Oh, well, you know, bring him back. Look, we got to have Chip back, bro. We got to have Chip because
we need Chip West back.
Yeah, that's why. So when y'all hear me talking about Chip West, he's the one that put that bug in my ear because I forgot all about Chip.
Do y'all see what his secondary is doing at Syracuse, bro? He had an all ACC true freshman. He had both his corners the last 2 years have been all ACC. And he putting jokers in the league. So he is about developing the players. So not only does he develop players, but he also recruits lights out. He kills the state of Virginia. When you look at this the five stars that Virginia has had, who you think brought him to the crib?
I'm just saying.
Slam it right there.
Speaking of four and five stars that play in the secondary, shout out to my dog. Drake, that's in the building. He know who I'm talking about. Full-time All-American. Full-time All-American.
I see him down there.
Yeah, he got his hair cut the other day. He looking real good, too.
He nice.
Yeah. And shout out to Daryl Tapp in the building. Danny Nichols with all them damn stats. There's a lot of great human beings in here, man. Salute everybody.
A lot of prominent who's.
And some players, too. Salute to the players. You know, I protect them, so I can't let them talk too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man, if I just added you as a speaker, you can unmute, share your thoughts on the situation. We just ask, be respectful. If you're a troll, I'm going to say you shut the hell up, Juice, though. Quick.
You know, I want to piggyback off of what you had said in our chat earlier, you know. What happened with Dex when he was here before, why he had to leave, and then to follow up with that, you know, well, just like you said, what if he does come here, and then what if things don't go like it do? You know, so I feel like I know that's my prime candidate.
Oh, facts. We all want Dex to be here, man.
What you think for real though? Just like you said earlier, because it could go sideways at any second, just like it did before. And I'm not sure exactly what happened before why he ended up leaving in the first place.
Well, the first time
you could elaborate on that.
Yeah, the first time he left, a troll came in here, man. Yo, that's the best. But he was serious because he heard a flatline in the background. But with Dex the first time, man, he got asked to be the special teams coach, and special teams had some struggles with like not enough guys on the field and timeouts and stuff. And from and if y'all listen to the Lockdown podcast with Cove and myself, a lot of the players that was around during that era was telling y'all what was really going on, how it was bulls going at each other on the sidelines with wearing hats. So that's why it was a lot of discombobulation. But it was a lot of folks on message boards really going at Dex, man. Like, really, like what you saw with Nick Howe, that was Dex. They were going at him, saying he was trash, get rid of him. But then Dex left because he saw the writing on the wall with the head, man. So he got opportunity to elevate, and then he got out a year earlier. So it was no hard feelings, but he had to do what was best for him and his family.
Yeah, I understand that. I think that is everyone's number one choice. I ain't even trying to be funny though.
It is.
We got to keep the crib to crib.
It is, man. You know? You definitely do.
It's too much out here. Everywhere you go out here, all four corners of this area, it's out here. And what a better tool or trinket to pull up to your mama house with that they know that I'm with that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, anybody else? Somebody up next. Tell us what you feel, what you think.
Anybody want to talk? That's ATR? A speaker.
What's up? I know I kind of said my piece a little bit earlier on. I kind of been looking at, Jackie posted something, about recruit reactions and things like that. I know we had a couple of potential, late prospects for the 2022 class. I'm a little bit concerned about where that kind of leads us, especially with, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right, but Tyler Canuck. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, but y'all know who I'm talking about. He pretty much, wished, Bronco and pretty much the program well. So I think we can probably bank on him not committing. It seems like just a lot of, I think Lenora Sellers said that he was considering reopening his recruitment. He's waiting to see what happens with Beck and Anai. I think that's something to definitely keep an eye out for.
All right. Appreciate that, man. Any other recent speakers want to say anything so I could keep rotating? So everybody have an opportunity, want to be mindful. Everybody's been waiting patiently. I've been patiently waiting for a track to explode on. Leroy, you can talk, bro. Just unmute. Go ahead.
I'm more of an ACC fan, but I just wanted to know your thoughts, everybody's thoughts on. I've heard some people talk about the Virginia Tech hire, but like what intrigued me most about that was that they're willing to spend the second most in the ACC on assistants and support staff. How do we think we're going to compete on that level? I'm not saying we have to be up there with them, but how are we going to compete if they're willing to spend
donors
more than four? They leapfrog Florida State.
Yeah. No,
we need donors.
Yeah. The donors definitely take care of that. It's like with Broncos, buyout is, we don't know the situation on that. Are they still in the hook for $13 million? Is he going to have an applicable separation to where you keep the money because I, quote, stepped down? So that'll play a role as well. Leroy had his hand raised. You can unmute yourself.
I think the only thing, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for giving me the floor. I just wanted to share my thoughts on it. So I just want to give you guys my background. I played 1 year at BYU when Bronco was there.
Okay.
It was the year before Bronco transferred to Virginia.
Okay.
And it was kind of the same scenario of what I see going on here. And I don't know the full backstory behind it, but I just wanted to chime in and say, I don't know. I'm glad to be here with you guys, and we'll see what happens. Because when he left BYU, he took 2J. 2J was my O-line coach. It was my position coach. He took Robert and I.
Mm-hmm.
He took Mark Atuwaya. So I don't know if he's announced who he'll take, but I'm guessing he'll take a couple people. But that was all I had to say, and thanks for giving me the stage and have an opportunity to speak.
Yeah, man, we definitely appreciate you sharing. So Coach said he was stepping away from football for a while. If you can unmute yourself again, did he say he was leaving to go to Virginia? Like, what was how he communicated?
We didn't have any notice of the change until after our bowl game.
Okay.
So we had played the whole game. We played the whole season up until the bowl game, and it was right after the bowl game that it was announced that he was leaving to Virginia.
Okay.
But it was kind of the same speculation where he was on the way out, and I don't know if he said. So now that I know that he's stepping away from football, that makes sense too. But when I was there, and my experience with it was, he kind of wanted to leave the program or take a new option, and he didn't really say he was leaving football, but he kind of let everyone know as the bowl game came around the corner. If that makes sense.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. No, that definitely makes sense. I just kind of wanted to see if I could compare how it was communicated to you guys to now, because as you said, if he was to still want to coach and he goes somewhere else, then we know the whole staff, he's going to want to take the whole staff with him. So,
so that's what happened at BYU. Is when Bronco left BYU, it was my freshman year, my sophomore year, he took the whole staff. It was the entire coaching staff that he took, both defense and offensive side. So we were left trying to build with a new coach and a whole new, and just with Bronco, and I know that staff, they've been with him since he was at BYU. And
yeah.
They built a close bond, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, because if he does step away, that's the first time that they've been under, well, except for now, this will be the first time I think they had another boss. I think Anaya was on another staff away from Bronco before, but yeah, that'll be interesting too. So definitely appreciate that. Is it Tadi? Did you want to mute yourself? If I said your name,
me.
All right. What's up, bro? How you doing?
Good. What's going on, man?
Yeah. Did you? You can share your thoughts.
Just enjoying the discussion. About Brendan Hall. you know, UVA is not really known for its football program. It's known for like its basketball. Who do you think should be the next head coach at? If it's not Bronco Mendenhall, who do you think should be the next head coach of UVA?
Yeah, I mean, the consensus is everybody wants Anthony Poindexter just because of what he did as a player and what he can do overall from the administrative aspect as far as, like, I guess you could say ticket sales and donor donations. Like, let's not beat around the bush. If Dex come, yeah, some people will start paying attention. They're going to want to make sure he has all the resources to be successful, because it does do wonders for recruiting. He is a dude that played at this university, was super successful, has been successful as a co-defensive coordinator, whether he was at Connecticut, Purdue, now at Penn State. So that's what the fans have been screaming for, and I'm pretty sure if he was named the head coach and you put on the sales for season tickets, them joints probably go. I probably think I'm on a BMF episode with Lil Meech, you know. So, my man Dennis up in here. Y'all can still hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, everybody quiet as hell? Like, yeah. Yo, what is wrong?
I had to meet my I went in the house.
Okay.
Grab a beverage, and the kids was yelling.
So oh, my bad. Okay. Y'all scared the hell out of me.
It'd have been Chuck E. Cheese in here on y'all real quick.
let's see. Oh, we got a.
Hey, Ahmad, I got a quick question real quick, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, fam. You got it.
Big dog Haley.
Yeah.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Do you happen to know kind of where we are as far as like the master plan goes and with the new facility getting up built?
Nah, I don't, bro. That's about, I always tell folks I know my lane, and that's not one of my lanes.
Sure. No, I was just kind of curious how far along we were with that.
Nah, yeah. I mean, I could try to tap into it, but I'd be immersed with the on-field stuff. But
sure.
I need to get out of my comfort zone and pay attention to that too.
But sure. All right. Thanks a lot.
I'm interested to hear from these big dogs that's ready to come out.
Yeah. Wally, what's up, man? We're in the end zone. Holler at your boy. We're in the end zone.
Mr. Dennis Haley, Mr. Wally.
Yo, what's good?
They're both he's scoring. Dennis probably hitting somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I got something. So, you know, the phone blew up immediately when this broke. But my whole thing, and it goes with, I know Hawk has talked about this, you've talked about this, we've talked about this mm-hmm. actually today. If that, if administration and everybody is on board, Dex is the obvious answer right now to coming. And if Pryor, who is the co-defensive coordinator at Penn State, can hold the head coaching job at Virginia Tech, then Dex has the same qualifications, plus more being from UVA. It just makes more sense, and he's qualified. But we've had a head coach that we all wanted before come through our program that personable, could recruit, great person, like a father figure to the kids. But we got to make – I just want administration to be on board and let Dex – let's say he does get hired, let him build his staff the way he wants to build it. Let him have full reign to be able to do what he wants with the program. And I don't have a doubt in my mind that the program would take off. But as we know, administration sometimes likes to have their hand in the cookie jar when they really don't know what they're talking about a lot of times. So that's kind of my double-edged sword on me wanting Dex to come. And then on the other hand, it's like, man, if he comes, I hope they give him the opportunity to build the staff with and build the program like I know he would build it.
Okay. My guy, who we got next? Oh, Wally, there we go.
Hey, D. Haley,
that's the GOAT.
I agree 100% with you. What's going on with y'all? Wally Lundy here, man. I appreciate y'all having me on.
Freaking GOAT.
Yes, sir.
The GOAT. Hey, I agree with 100% what D. Haley said, man. I got a story. Dex was my first coach. Well, he was the first guy that basically had to outgrow, put him in charge of basically looking out for me my freshman year. And I got to know Dex just as a person, you know, and he probably was like one of the best people you can be around. You know, like as a grown man, I see myself modeling myself after, you know, after him just because of how he made you feel when he was around, you know, and I think that's what makes him a really good recruiter. Just him being genuine, you know, he's a real genuine person. So like, as far as him being a coach, like, yeah, I think he'll bring the defense back. That'll be great because we need it. I think also as far as culture-wise, like, I think Virginia, anytime we've been good, we always, like, had a good running back. So I know I'm saying I'm a running back, but even with the Tiki Barber and Terry Kirby or those eras, like, Thomas Jones, we always had good runners. Like, we got to get back to some of that ground and pound, you know, control the line of scrimmage.
That physicality.
Yeah. But I think Dex, man, he will be a great hire. And he should bring Lundy in the coach for running back.
Plug. Plug yourself, dog. Never be afraid to plug yourself.
Hey, a plug real quick.
But for real, real talk. If Dex, you hire Dex, within minutes, you bring back alumni that have not been to the school in forever. You bring back NFL people. You bring back that culture of just winning, and you bring back that mentality, bring expectations, you bring us back. Like we come back on campus, we come back on campus with a focus and a mentality to get these young men right and to get them ready to play and to understand what it means to win. Like, we love this shit. Like, this, we believe this. Like, in our area, like, we were physical for a reason because we loved it. So I think if Dex gets hired, like, you just bring that attitude, you bring that mentality back to the program.
That's what's
out here catching the Holy Ghost right now.
That's what I've been saying, Hawk. What did I expectations, cuz?
Expectations.
Man, if I hear that goddamn word one more time for the next 3 days, he said that joint every 15 minutes last night, bro. He said, I'm just trying to figure out. I got a question. What's everybody's expectation? He just kept saying it. I was like, yo, man.
I've been here.
No, but like, y'all done put a quarter in this, man.
I know. this is a blessing of what Bronco brought to UVA. We now know what it takes to win at UVA. We now have the expectation. Like, before Bronco came here, we were trying to figure out what was the step to just become a bowl eligible team constantly. Now we have that. And like, without Bronco, we wouldn't have had that in the first place. That, like, this was the
the proper step. And, like, you're right. Expectations is, and consistently hitting them is where we need to go next as a program.
All right.
Hey, I would love to hear from Daryl Blackstock. I see Black was on
man,
here.
Ain't no Black don't talk.
I know Black don't talk.
Black Jackie, don't talk,
dog.
Jackie, I know Jackie.
Hey, Madam Jackie.
Jackie, what's up?
Black on here.
Hey, everybody. No, I just wanted to say, please do not message recruits right now. Especially commitments. I've already talked to one or two of them, and please don't message them. Some of them only found out during the press conference, or some of them found out after reading Twitter. So please don't reach out to them. They're dealing with a lot. They're, you know, they were going to sign in 2 weeks. So just do not mess. Just leave them alone for a little bit. I just wanted to bring that PSA over so that, you know, those guys can reflect a little bit and kind of deal with everything. You know, Xavier Brown is going to compete in the state championship tomorrow. Let him focus on that. That's all I wanted to kind of bring in the discussion.
I think I did.
It's a tough time. Definitely a tough time. Oh, they got to be going through their own thing themselves, you know.
Let's see. Let me get Ike in here. Anybody that's on go ahead, Wes.
Hey, yeah. All right. So I think, you know, the general consensus is that everybody wants Poindexter back, right?
Yeah.
And
got him on your
everybody Abby. Loves Carla Williams.
Yep.
I mean, if she gives us what everybody wants, I mean, and it falls through, hypothetically, you know, Dex doesn't work out. We can't fault Carla, can we?
No.
Nope.
If you're a fan and you ask for it.
Exactly.
You feel me? Exactly. If you're a fan and you ask for it and she, you know, which somebody in that position, you listen to your fan base, you know, that's why I do these surveys and suggestions and, you know, if it falls through under, you know, if the fans start to shout and say, yo, get him out of here, then she'll look at them and be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gave you what you wanted, and we all want Dex to succeed. But, yeah, that's a great question. That's a great question.
Yeah,
thanks. Yeah. Ike, back in the building.
I just wanted to say real quick.
What
so
a white...
I appreciate this as a new venue for just more opportunity to consume media and content about this team and this sport, both from fans as well as from current and former players. So thank you very much for putting it together. It's fantastic. My question is, say we bring back Anthony Poindexter, and we keep talking about how the splash would be huge, especially for recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
There was a comment last week on this same kind of space where it was, you know, where it's a new recruiting era where we're recruiting against money, right? Kids have an opportunity to go out and make lots of money while playing in college. Does that mitigate the splash that Poindexter could bring?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, shout out Frank White, too. He be putting out that good content. Love you, dude. He be doing that thing.
That's a good question. Anybody want to? Because I've been talking. I like to moderate.
This is your floor. Nope. This is your floor.
Bro, I talk
that's
enough.
Answer, sir.
I no, talk enough.
You have good answers, and that's why I'm here. We want
no,
to hear
you
what
go
you
first.
Have to say.
I like for others
no,
to,
nope.
to
get. Nope.
No, I'm not talking, man. I talked enough.
No, sir. Ike?
Yeah,
you
Ike. Yep.
What's up? What was the question?
Hey, Frank, say it one more time.
What you say, bro?
Ouch. So we're talking about the splash that Poindexter would make on the recruiting trail, right? Last week, there was a comment in this space that said, we're recruiting against money these days. Kids have a chance to go out and make a lot of money at UNC with the right situation as kind of the example that was given. Does that mitigate the impact that Poindexter would have recruiting in Virginia?
Ooh, hell of a question. You know what? I got the first response. There you go. Here you go. I got you, Ike. I got you. Where's Elliot? Shout out, Elliot. Last night, we had one space, and with one space, my man stepped out on the porch with no shoes on and the freezing cold and is willing to donate $15,000 to transfers and deep players, put a firm together to do that. You know? So I think it's going to be on us to continue this. You know what I mean? I think that's the whole motto that I had last night when we had the space is our expectations as a whole need to elevate. You know, if our expectations elevate, they don't have a choice but an administration to elevate. You know, that's where the settling has to stop, and we all need to stand together to do what we need to do. You know what I'm saying? If it's going to take us every single week, 8 o'clock, to get out here for the right people to hear this,
Drizzle go crazy.
And they want to pitch their little bit of money and do what they need to do to get the alumni back, to get that old thing back. When it was for real, the peach bowls, the citrus bowls, all them for real bowls.
All them fruit bowls.
All them fruit bowls, them fruit dishes.
Facts.
Then that's what it's going to take. And like I said, I'll be here every week. I'll be the ground soldier. I'll be the grunt.
Not to cut you off, but salute to my guy AB in the building. I ain't talking about Antonio Brown. I'm talking about Andrew Drizzle on the beat. Brown.
Big go.
My guy.
You talked on a podcast with Andrew, and he said the reason why he came into UVA was, you know, that buy-in to put on for the state and stuff. So I think with that's like, you would have that buy-in from like in-state players and stuff. Like, that's just been there. This is no knock on Broncos. Let me get that straight.
We understand. Yeah.
But,
you know, Dex has been there, done that. Like, he bleeds orange and blue, bro. Like, he gets it. So I think you would get that buy-in, like a culture perspective. And like,
you can't. Go ahead, Big Dog.
It just basically, like, I think you would get that buy-in with that, even though there's money floating around. So, you know, people was offering Bland money. They had to, bro. He's the number one player in the nation. And he put on for the state, and it paid off.
Right. Hey, and look, I'm going to piggyback off what you said. Because, yeah, money, but money's been thrown around
for years.
This is not
Thank
new.
You,
and
Dennis.
Look at the basketball. Look at the basketball. I know the basketball world personally. My first cousin, Merle Code. And if you know the story,
we ain't doing that, man.
Yeah.
Don't be telling.
Here's what I'm saying. Money has nothing on heart, on what you, it's basically what you said. Bleeding that blue and orange. Like, the money will come. But if they, when I played, when the Brickishaw Ferguson, Elton Brown,
we had
big dogs. Like, The NFL was real. Like, we played because we wanted to go to the next level. And that's what I think should come. If that comes on immediately, that attitude, that mentality of, I can make it to the next level, that comes back into play. And that's what gets kids.
All right, let me jump right in. I got some shout out to Chris. He sent me a message from Mem Jim Twitter. It says, huge detail from Jerry. According to sources close to UVA football program, Mendon Hall offered Poindexter the Cavaliers defensive coordinator position on Wednesday. Today is Thursday, so yesterday. But Poindexter had not responded by the time Mendon Hall announced his resignation Thursday afternoon. So that's allegedly.
And Jerry got that clout, man.
Now, for everybody listening, that was not me. That's from JerryRatcliffe.com. Go to JerryRatcliffe.com. According to sources close to UVA football, Mendon Hall offered Poindexter the Cavaliers defensive coordinator position on Wednesday, but Poindexter had not responded by the time Mendon Hall announced his resignation Thursday afternoon. So it wasn't even 24 hours. So maybe coach offered it, then was like, you know what? I don't even want to do that to – because if Dex comes in, even if you move Nick Howell back to the secondary, one of those coaches – are going to be out of a job. Somebody's going to be out of a job because you got too many. Can you add another one? Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, anyway, so there you go. Any other speakers that haven't said anything yet want to say something before I rotate? Go ahead. Bama.
I see you.
Okay. First of all, I saw that Dak Twitty was here. Did he jump out?
No, he's still here.
All right, big just dog. Want to say hello to Dak Twitty because we love that guy already. And the other thing I want to say is that the timing is just rough because when you're letting somebody go, you've got a plan in place. When somebody leaves, you've got to start from ground zero. You've got to do it fast.
Yep.
You got to hit recruits.
Yep.
You got to hit transfer portal, and you got to find the open staff. I mean, so that's a
huge amount to get done, and it's got to be done fast.
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely correct, Bama. And I ain't calling you a Bama. That's her name on there. Like Bama who, for the people that can't see that, because I'm recording this and I release this as yo, shut up, man. Podcast episode. Somebody like, damn, why you call that lady a Bama? Like, no, her name's Bama who.
Yeah, Bama.
I did say it with too much like oomph in it, right? My bad. Apologies.
Bama,
so,
who, we love you.
Hey, coach, Coach Twitter, did you want to just say what's up, man? I got you as a speaker before I start rotating. Respectfully,
I just want to say hi, man. You know, we're sitting here, we're listening to everything that's going on, trying to navigate through the process. Just, hey, we want to be part of Virginia.
Yep.
Let's go, baby.
That's big time right there. A salute to him, man. I just wanted him to share some words on his own. Like, I don't like to speak for people. Y'all know me. I ain't into breaking news. I leave that to Jackie and them, the professionals. I'm just a dude that just talk trash. But appreciate him for jumping on, taking the time out to say what's up to everybody, and can't wait, man.
Hey, Jamari Peacock,
shout out Byron Jones,
Jamari, what
from the crib? I see you, Byron.
Jamari Peacock just DM'd me a question for the space, and he says, "Do y'all think that Bronco may have got homesick when he went back to Bravo?"
He loved that ranch, bro. When I rode horse with him, man, he had peace.
Yeah, it's hard to move out here and just leave if you
like. I didn't even think about that, bro. Like, I never even thought about that. Like, that could be a possibility.
I don't know, man. I read it was on somebody's little interview that, you know, even though he might not coach at Virginia, he don't think he's gonna leave Virginia. You know, this is, like I said, this the land. That's why I take this shit so serious, man.
So I got a...
It's different.
I got a question from Double Who 2. He said, if I can address when D. Haley mentioned that if Dex was higher, all the former players would be excited and would get involved in the program and bring that energy and involvement. My question is, why aren't they doing that now? So Bronco did a fantastic job of recreating that bridge that was burned. That bridge was burned. Like, the old administration, and not casting no aspersions. I don't know if it's old administration, the coaches. I don't know. But all I know is it seemed like it was a lot of loopholes for some alum to get back and be a part of this. And Bronco made it a point of having those alumni celebrations every spring. And alum started coming back around this year. The sideline passes because of our alumni association. That was easy. You know, we always saw, like, with the U having former players on the sideline. If y'all remember, back in after I left from, like, 2001 on, like, you didn't see a lot of former players really on the sideline. In a lot, like Sue Surf would say, in a lot. But this year, you saw before games, we were talking to recruits. I always make it a point that I want to go and chop it up with recruits and just shake their hand, say what's up. Just to welcome them, man, because that's what it's all about. Recruiting is just not with the coaches. It's with former players, administrators. You got to make these young men feel at home because they are going to see us. Like, I live in Charlottesville. So if I talk to a recruit, I'm going to be accessible to them the whole time they're here. So why not show them and their parents that you have other adults looking out for their best interests? And I think what Dennis was saying was that it heightens it even more because of the admiration for Dex and the fact that he can reach out to alum quicker than calling them because it's like a less chain of command. And I want to give y'all one thing, a big difference. I hate to have to keep saying this. In my podcast episode when I was previewing Tech, I told folks that I was more nervous because Price was the head coach versus Fuente. And the reason why, Price called several Virginia Tech alums to come talk to them at the Doubletree the night before the game. Several. To explain to them the importance of this game and getting back to the essence. That motivation. Because he had their lines directly and that respect directly. Not saying Bronco didn't have that, but it's it's just a difference, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he meant. Hopefully I won't too long winded. But
yeah, I mean, and I could, if I could speak honestly on that, as far as if Dex was the
was the coach and alumni coming back. Like, I didn't know Bronco. I met Bronco a couple times, talked to him at a coach's convention, but I didn't know Bronco. Like, a lot of alumni know that. Mm-hmm. And we knew of that.
Somebody in your house, man.
So it's like, yo, I'm coming back. It don't matter if I'm coming back. I'll be there if Dex on the side. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like,
yeah, and Dex repairs the 757 instantly too.
Right. Well, it don't matter. And it don't matter if you're invited or not. Like, this is what I'm saying. The difference is with Broncos. And I loved it. He did. Like, Hulk, you hit the nail. He bridged that gap because that gap was gone. Like, we couldn't even. Like, nobody wanted to. We weren't welcome to come back. Like, it just wasn't there. And now we are, and we felt it. But with Dex, it's like you don't even have to knock on the door. You can walk in.
Yeah.
You can walk in. You can walk into your house where you can walk into the house where you used to live, take your shoes off and be comfortable because you know you have a direct relationship with that person. And so that's the difference. That's the difference.
Let me get Malik in here. So I'm adding more speakers. Appreciate you, Bama, for coming through. Let me see. If I add you as a speaker, man, you don't want to talk, just let me know, then I'll put you back as a listener. But we got a lot of people waiting.
I see my big dog.
I probably got about 15 more minutes because I got to jump on the locker room assets right
quick. Yeah, me too. I have to give some baths.
Wait a minute. To your kids, yeah, right?
Three of them. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I ain't trying to hear about your wine and dining bubble baths and stuff, bro.
Nah, all right. Go to bed.
Drizzo, what's good with you, baby? Let me get Elliot back. Oh, Drizzy tripping, dog. I can't keep asking me a speaker, then he's saying nothing.
It ain't adding him up top, though. That's what I don't see.
Nah, he here. He right beside you. Well, on my phone, he right beside you.
No, I got Jackie beside me still.
Well, he's up there now. Yeah. He's a speaker now.
Now he a listener. He must have removed himself. You know, this Spaces is new. Clubhouse, you could just, man, look. So folks that don't know about Clubhouse, Clubhouse is similar to Spaces. Clubhouse is more for like celebrities and, you know, it's crazy. Like, you got to get invited into the app. You know what I'm saying? Like, you download it, but somebody got to invite you to the Clubhouse and you only get, it's like referrals.
Eventually. We might switch to that. We still got to keep it going.
I like the Twitter Spaces. I like the Twitter Spaces because that club. I ain't lying. I like to be different. I'm still old Facebook. That's how old I am. Hell. Let me see, man. I'm trying to get more and more people in. Respectfully, unmute yourself whenever you're ready. We got like 15 minutes. That was 3 minutes ago. We got 12 minutes now. So.
All right.
I
got one more thing to say about Dex. I think you're talking about how he's like the number one pick, and he is. You're talking about, I think he'd have the longest leash of any coach we've ever hired because it'd be a team effort, right? Like, his success is all of our success. It wouldn't be, oh, we're bringing in this regime from this one team, you know, who, you know, whether, you know, Bronco Tall started at BYU. Had no ties here. He wasn't a UVA guy.
Hmm.
Mike Groh played here, but Al Groh was an NFL guy. You know, but
oh, Al did coach here, though. He coached here, too.
You're
right. Way back
he recruited
right.
me.
Yeah, he coached the first black football players. So,
a player standpoint and being a Virginia standpoint, I think this time, like with this immediate turnaround that we need as far as the unexpected news, I think it would be all hands on deck. And with that, I think he'd have a long leash. I think it would be one of those things where the talent on the field is stacked on the offensive side. Obviously, there'd be pressure to be where we are right now, if not better. And I think we can be and would be. But I also think people would there'd be a ton of buy-in where it wouldn't be like you could cast blame on Dex. It would be like, okay, this is a crazy situation. We all have to rally the troops.
Hey, check this out. Who sent that? Steeler Who sent me a great question that nobody's really talking about.
Shout out Still a Hoop.
Do we think Dex wants to be a head coach? Some assistants don't want the limelight. You know, you got to play devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know. But I know if I had the chance to come home, I would. But at the same time, again, when he got pushed away, what happened? Like, I mean, I know that was the last regime that's leaving, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one for me to answer.
Mm. So, got another source, I ain't going to say who the source is, but they saying that anybody that thinks that Coach left so he didn't have to fire people is wrong. So
I just don't want people to think that it's Dex or it's nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
One way or another, we need to this right here, what we doing, this ain't got nothing to do with the team, you know what I'm saying, and a whole, this is us as fans, alumni, you know what I'm saying, coming together in a common ground in an even space for the same love that we have, for the same thing that we have, for us to carry this momentum, carry this team to whoever it is next, even if it is Dex, you know what I'm saying? If it ain't Dex, everybody shouldn't fall off the wagon, you know what I'm saying, from where we are, how I feel, you know what I mean? Like, we need to carry the momentum as it is. But trust me, I damn sure think it need to be Dex. 100%.
I just want to throw this caveat, and I've been saying this from the jump. If Dex, and I hate being the devil's advocate, if Dex didn't succeed, would that tarnish what he was is to us? Does that tarnish his legacy?
No way. He's stepping up in a time of need.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man, we talk about all fan base. I'm keeping it a G.
I'm glad you keep it in the foul.
That's all.
You're exactly right. Our fan base, we have some unrealistic expectations sometimes.
Yes.
You got to remember, man, we were in the Orange Bowl 2 years ago, and I don't think any of us ever expected that in our wildest dreams. I think the main thing I want to say right now is that I want the state of Virginia. And whatever we got to do is got one of the things I saw Pride say at his press conference was that they were going to go out and get them boys and keep them here in Virginia. And the last time we talked, when we was in here after the Tech game, I told y'all we got to keep our guys at home. I see a lot of guys in here right now in this space that are from Virginia. My man Shannon Taylor from Roanoke.
Shannon in here, man. I ain't know that.
You got to bump him up the line too.
Yeah, I'm a headbutt him.
You from Virginia. We gotta keep our guys at home, man, because that's the state pride. That's what it's all about, man. And then when you got guys that are from here, like when you have guys that are from here, then that the fan base is like, a lot of us are from Virginia. So you say, oh, this guy's from here. I was big on this team because Darius Bratton was from Roanoke. So if he's from Roanoke, I'm repping anybody that comes from Roanoke. Anybody from the surrounding area of Roanoke, that's who I'm rolling with. So that gives the people a lot of pride, and the fans will probably say, hey, I watched that guy play on Friday night. Let me tune in. I saw when Ronnie Walker, he had a teacher who used to bring him to UVA games or something. She came. That was one of her big reasons why she was still a fan.
Yeah.
That's one of the things we got to think. If we're going to put butts in the seat, we got to have people from Virginia, man. That's one of the main things I got to say.
Yep.
If it ain't Virginia, North Carolina, if you can't lock around your border, if you can't keep Virginia and North Carolina to me, then I don't know. But like, I'm so tired for that disrespect of people playing the state of Virginia. You got other teams coming in here poaching all the players, and then you look around right now in the country where all these players from that starting. It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame because they all from Virginia. So I completely agree. You look at Trevion Henderson, he out there shining. You Brandon Smith, they out there shining. I can list a lot, you know. So I completely agree. If you can't keep the crib to crib, these old tobacco roads, if you can't keep them, then it'll be a hard sell. But I think that will be a big step into, you know, just keeping us.
Yeah.
We lost that for a minute. We done lost that for a long time. And I can't even blame Bronco for that. Like I said, yeah,
You know how hard it was for that man to come here from Utah and come to, I'm standing right now in the middle of my yard in Midlothian, Virginia, to go to Clover Hill High School that I could probably spit to, where Bryson Jennings, four-star, went to North Carolina and all that shit, you know what I'm saying, to repair all the damage that was for like 20 years of mediocrity. So I it was hard. But 100% that whoever is coming in next, that needs to be the priority. That has to be the priority. You have to lock down the borders around you. Penn State thriving out here off of us. Ohio State thriving off of us. Michigan getting more commits from us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my thing with whoever the new coach is. It could be Dex or like legit anybody. Well, let me lock up the state, man.
Let me get AJ in here.
Don't sit out here and play it like Virginia, one of these bullshit, like we Wyoming putting out recruits. You know what I'm saying? I ain't with that. No, don't play it like that.
There you go, AJ.
No, we got dogs, spade man. A spade.
Yeah, there you go. Sure.
We got dogs, call a spade man. A spade, and we're going to slam it on the table. From here on out, that's how it needs to be.
One thing I do think Bronco was probably the best at, man, I think he did a really good job with roster management. I always thought we never had, like, a position where, like, all right, this is kind of contradictory because our defense wasn't that good this year, but we never had a position where it's like, yo, we got to fix this ASAP. Like, he's not going to leave the Nets coach with, like, a mess to work with. It's not like, you know, we have, like, bums on the team. Like, we got a good-ass team. You know what I mean? It's just, but I think he's done a real good job with roster management. That was kind of random.
Nah, you good. AJ, you said you had something to say, bro. Unmute yourself.
Yeah, I was just sitting here talking with some fans of mine. We were wondering, like, especially with Bronco being so close with these coaches, we're just wondering, like, if we end up getting Dex, what if we don't get the options that we have with Beck and TJ? And so what are we supposed to do from there?
I mean,
as far as getting other coaches,
I think so. Anybody that aspires to be a head coach, when they start discussing and it's offered to them, I'm pretty sure they got in mind guys that they have worked with that they probably, you know, written down like, all right, if I become a head coach, I'm going to try to see if this dude available, that dude available. And the great thing about it is close to the end of the season. So, yeah, that's a great question. And if you start negotiating to become a head coach, you should have an idea of who you want as your assistants, in my opinion. So, yeah, I like that question. Anybody else got any thoughts they want to share? We got like 5 minutes, man, 5 minutes.
I got one I want to share.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, have y'all thought about going outside the box? Your AD is from University of Georgia.
Yeah.
Why not go SEC? Why not get Dan Lanning, the 35-year-old coordinator that's killing it right now for UGA? Man, why not go that way?
I think when it comes to getting an SEC coach, that's money. If she could get a donor to foot the bill, then I see where you're coming from. It's all about if he wants to lead that situation as well, because
it's a different situation.
Yeah, that's a dope situation. You know what I'm saying? It's dope. And that's intriguing because George is, yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, man. I mean, I would expect Carla to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At least call her Georgia ties. We all know
facts.
She has Georgia ties.
Facts.
She's a strong woman. She don't play about her game. You understand me? She's out here. She's making moves. She's in charge of a university where she is under scrutiny every single day.
Not to cut you off.
And she is keeping them silent.
Not to cut you off, but I got to get this in there because somebody told me to ask this from Facebook, yes, so you know it's petty. We got like 4 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
If she could approach, yo, I apologize for what I'm about to ask, but Petty Hawk said ask it. So they said that the fact that, you know, Carla, board of directors, whoever, approached Bronco about making changes. Hey, how you doing? Making changes. How come she hasn't approached I hope I don't get in trouble because you know you gotta be you gotta trade lightly. There's another coach that there's another coach that people don't want to be head coach no more, and it's not a football coach, and they play at JPJ.
Who the hell works Tony Bennett guard?
No, ooh, not that team. It's two teams.
Oh, yeah. True.
So they was like, why hasn't that coach been approached if this coach got approached? That's what they was petty about. And I was like, yo, y'all petty.
Y'all
respectful too. That's why I love y'all. Y'all respectful. Ain't nobody touching this, but I asked it. Pause. I asked the question that they wanted. If people don't answer it, they smart. We're not answering this. No.
That's funny though.
Yeah, buddy. My last thing is, I think we need to get somebody that has ties with UVA so we can start recruiting better in the 757 and actually get some homegrown people and just getting a coach that can recruit the 757.
How about not a coach that's connected to UVA, how about a coach that's connected to the state of Virginia, but not UVA? Well, I guess with UVA because he was assistant under Mike London, but Chris Beatty.
Chris is yo. Yeah, Shane. So shout out to Shane. Shane, we talked about Jamie Chadwell from Coastal Carolina. I shared an article with him as one of the top five. Look, y'all don't get me wrong, man. Respectfully, everybody know when it comes to college sports, I focus on this team. I don't care about the other team. So when people be throwing coaches at me, bro, y'all, I'm being respectful. I really don't know them. Unless we played against them, then I scout them. But that's just me, man. So Jackie and them can tell you about them other coaches. But Ball Hawk, he petty. He go right here. Was he our opponent? I don't know nothing about him then. You know what I'm saying? You want to know about David Cutcliffe? I got you. You want to know about Dabo? I got you. If we played against him, I got you. But these other dudes, I ain't got them. But salute to them, man. Look, man, salute to everybody that's on the list. Salute to everybody that's came on this space, man. It was a lot of people, man. This is definitely humbling. Shout out to everybody that was on OG's space last night, man. It was a lot of groundbreaking information. A lot of things that came from that.
Shout out Elliot.
And OG will be doing that again next week. Like I told you guys, I know I host a podcast, but if I ain't got to talk, I ain't going to talk. I want to listen. So y'all make sure y'all go to OG Spaces because he's going to be doing his like 8 o'clock once a week.
We're going to do this every single week.
And, I may do something every now and then, but I got to do some uncut, like professional StreamYard episodes that y'all see pop up as a video on Twitter. But I try to do a Spaces every now and then just to chop it up with the people. But salute to everybody, man. Wahoo wah till we,
Wahoo wah.
D-I-E. Bronco, man, much love to you, man. Appreciate you. I said in my podcast how I felt about you, so just go to the podcast. That's how you get more streams. Go to the podcast. Anchor.fm, yes, iTunes, The Ball Hawk Show podcast. Subscribe. And make sure y'all support any and everybody that's here. Follow each other. So, that's how we build. So appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's go.
Go Hoos, baby.
Go Hoos.
Man.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.